This is at L6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, with the official broadcast for August 2013. Tonight, presidential comment, headquarters news, and on the international scene,
famed actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke, who over the years has supported ham radio, escaped injury when he was pulled from a burning car on a Los Angeles area freeway.
Yes, that and more on tonight's NZART official broadcast. Good evening, everyone. Presenting the broadcast, I'm Jim Meacham at L2BHF in Nelson. Leading tonight's official broadcast, presidential comment, here's NZART President Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Vaughan?
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. Tonight I have an update on last month's broadcast regarding the change to PIB 46 Edition 14, introduced back in May. You may recall this saw the status of single-letter call signs revert back to the requirement for a six-month stand-down before they could be reallocated. Thanks to some great lobbying by amateurs who are active contesters, the Radio Spectrum Management Licensing Manager, Jeff Hicks, has agreed to revert back to the situation which applied prior to the issue of PIB 46 Edition 14. This is indeed good news and means that those contest groups and others holding a single letter call can be assured of its continuity as long as it is active, i.e. in regular use. It will still be necessary to reapply once every 12 months, as the single letter call signs are classified as temporary calls under the PIB 46 rules. A new edition of PIB 46 is expected to be announced by the Ministry later this month. By now you may have noticed that our two-weekly Headquarters Info Line bulletin has a new editor. I'd like to thank Mike Bull, ZL2VM, for taking on the editor's job. Debbie, ZL2DL, had picked up this additional task when the previous editor, Jamie Pye, ZL2NN, became a silent key. You will notice a change of presentation style in InfoLine since Mike has taken over. Thanks very much, Mike, for taking on this job, which helps us keep you, our members, better informed. On a sadder note, I note over the last 3 months the passing of 12 more members of our association. I'd like to mention two of them. Colin Robertson, ZL4KJ, sadly became a silent key as the result of a car accident at East Tyree while travelling to an Otago branch meeting on the 7th of August. First licensed in 1948, Colin had been a member of our association since 1949 and served on council from 1995 to 1999, ably representing the amateurs in the ZL4 area. Another recent silent key is Bill Luscombe, ZL2AVL, the last surviving member of Waiuru Branch. Bill passed away on the 18th of August. Bill had been a member of NZART since 1951 and was an active member of AREC. He was very vocal at times and did not hesitate to let council know of his concerns. This was especially so when Waiuru Branch was placed in recess a few years back, as he was the sole member. If you're selling items of amateur equipment on Trade Me and are selling anything capable of transmitting on the amateur bands, please make sure that you include the words "only for sale to a licensed radio amateur" or something similar in the wording of your description of the item. Radio Spectrum Management are in the process of advising Trade Me that this will be a mandatory requirement, and this will be added to the Trade Me website trading rules. I'm pleased to be able to announce that an agreement has been reached between the New Zealand Administration, that's our Ministry of Business, Innovation and Employment, and the Japanese Administration, the Ministry of Internal Affairs and Communications, where an agreement has been signed formalising reciprocal licensing between New Zealand and Japan. Under the agreement, the New Zealand General Amateur Operator Certificate will be recognised as equivalent to the Japanese First Class Radio Operator's qualification, and a New Zealand amateur will be permitted to establish and operate a station as an amateur radio operator in Japan. Similarly, the Japanese First Class and Second Class Radio Operator's qualification will be recognised as equivalent to the New Zealand General Amateur Operator Certificate, and the holder of One of these certificates, when visiting New Zealand, may operate for up to 90 days using their Japanese assigned call sign for the addition of the ZL prefix. Our long-serving and well-respected editor of Break-In, John Walker, ZL3IB, has announced that he plans to step down from this job in April next year. The production of our bi-monthly magazine is a vitally important task for our organisation, and we will shortly be advertising for people interested in taking on this job. In this broadcast, I would like to bring this to your attention and ask any of you who may be interested to contact either myself or Debbie at headquarters as soon as possible. Jamboree on the Air is coming up again over the weekend of October the 19th and 20th. 2013 is the 56th JOTA, and the theme for this year is Let's Share. It's not too soon to get in touch with your local scout or guide organisation and see what you can do to help them. JOTA is an excellent opportunity to introduce amateur radio to younger people, and I hope you'll all take advantage of this. Finally this month, I'd like to repeat a request I made last month. We have some activity planned to help celebrate the centenary of the Anzac landings at Gallipoli in April 2015. I'm working with the Wireless Institute of Australia on a joint activity and would like to hear from any ZL amateurs who are considering attending the celebrations at Gallipoli in 2015. Turkish Amateur Radio Society is planning to have a special event station operating from a location as close as possible to the Anzac commemorative site, and there will be an opportunity for visiting radio amateurs to take part. Please let me know if you're planning on being in Turkey in April 2015. Thanks for listening, and it's back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Vaughan, the president of NZART, Vaughan Henderson, ZL1TGC. Western Suburbs Radio Club, Brancho 3, give notice of their equipment sale on Saturday 2nd November. The venue is the Rosebank Road Primary School Hall, located at 217 Rosebank Road in Avondale. Tables $10 each prepaid before the sale, or $15 on the day of the sale. Sellers from 8 o'clock, buyers 9 o'clock, and the sale ends at 12 midday. Now for table bookings, contact Roy, ZL1WI. You can contact him at 09-814-9550, 09-814-9550, or John, ZL1JT, 09-827-3538, 09-827-3538. You can email John, jbt.greenbay@extra.co.nz. That's the Western Suburbs Radio Club sale on Saturday the 2nd of November. And to Upper Hutt we go now, where it's a very good evening, to NZRT's business manager, Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL.
Good evening, Jim, and good evening, everyone. I would like to hear from anyone who knew Tom Christensen, Victor Romeo 6, Tango Charlie, who recently became a silent key. I have received a request from Brian McChesney, K1L1, for someone who knew Tom well to write a short article for the London Telegraph newspaper. Please email me at NZART headquarters if you are able to help. A reminder to all NZART examination supervisors. There is a newly revised Radio 4A form available to download from the NZART website. This form has been updated in accordance with requirements of a recent audit undertaken by RSM on procedures for allocation of call signs for new, lapsed and overseas applications. It is now essential that all relevant information is supplied before a call sign can be issued. The most important information now required is residency status from all non-New Zealand passport holders. If you are having any problems finding this form, please contact me. Finally, NZART headquarters will once again be closed from the 26th of August until the 4th of September. For any urgent inquiries, please contact your local councillor. Back to you, Jim.
And thank you, Debbie. Debbie Morgan, ZL2DL, our NZART business manager. A reminder tonight about EastFest 2013, being held at the Ashburton Senior Centre on the 7th and 8th of September. Yes, just 2 weeks away. At EastFest, there'll be many talks and demonstrations of hands-on ham radio. No registrations are required, just turn up. For further information, you can get that from Tony Buckland, ZL3HAM. You can email Tony, buckland@scorch.co.nz, or from Jim Nelson, ZL3ND, jim.nelson@extra.co.nz. There's also information about EastFest 2013 on page 44 of your July-August copy of Break In. For a look now at amateur radio news on the international scene, we're off to Vero Beach, Florida, to join Newsline's Jim Davis, W2JKD.
Famed actor and comedian Dick Van Dyke, who over the years has supported ham radio, escaped injury when he was pulled from a burning car on a Los Angeles area freeway. It happened on Monday afternoon, August the 19th. Dick Van Dyke was driving on the 101 freeway at approximately 2 in the afternoon when his Jaguar caught fire near Parkway Calabasas. That's about 25 or so miles west of downtown L.A. Van Dyke was reportedly unhurt and did not require any medical help. Starting way back in the 1970s, the now 87-year-old entertainer appeared in a number of amateur radio public service announcements.
Don't worry, it's only the radio. This is Dick Van Dyke. And frankly, I get scared when I think of earthquake, fire, flood, or hurricane. We almost always lose our normal means of communication. But who's there, ready to help? The radio hands. If you'd like free information about the amateur radio service, write the American Radio Relay League, Newington, Connecticut, 06111. Over.
He was also seen in the opening scene of the 1979 ARRL promotional film titled The World of Amateur Radio, produced by Dave Bell, W6AQ. And for those living in the Los Angeles area for many years, he's been the voice of the identifier of a local 2-meter repeater. Apparently, Van Dyke never lost his sense of humor, even though the car was in an apparent total loss. Later in the day, he reportedly tweeted a post on Twitter which simply said, "Used Jag for sale, real cheap." Some names in the news. First up is well-known DXer Marty Lane, OH2BH. He was a speaker at the Frederikshavn Ham Radio Exhibition this past June. His keynote lecture, titled Changing Times in the DX Hunt, is now available, complete with slides and audio, at tinyurl.com/OH2BH-DX-talk. Makoto Mori, JE3HHT, has made his popular MMTTY, MMSSTV, and MMVARI amateur radio software available as an open source enabling anyone to experiment with the code. These three software packages were originally developed to support RIDI, ScanTV, PSK, and MFSK respectively. And as of August the 1st, all of these applications are released to open source development under the LGPL license. More information on these programs is on the web at mm-open.org. Carl Smith, N4AA, who is the editor of QRZ-DX and the DX magazine, says that due to popular demand that many countries have been added to this year's Most Wanted DX Entity Survey. To vote for your favorite, simply fill out the survey form found at tinyurl.com/2013-most-wanted-survey. The deadline for the entry is October the 15th, with the results likely to be published in the January and February 2014 issue of the DX magazine. For now, with Bill Pasternak, WA6ITF, at our editor's desk, I'm Jim Davis, W2JKD, saying 73, and we thank you for listening. Amateur Radio Newsline is copyright 2013. All rights are reserved.
Thank you, Jim, and as always, we say thank you to Newsline for the use of their copyright material. Well, it's time for a WARO update, and so to the North Shore of Auckland we go, and it's a very good evening to Rosemary, ZL1RO.
Thanks, Jim, and hello, everyone. WARO is planning to have a YL activity week later in the year, and here's a little bit of upfront information for it. We're inviting all YLs to join us in a week of amateur radio fun. This is not a contest, it's a chance for WARO members and YLs from around New Zealand to get together on amateur radio and help promote women in amateur radio. We will, however, be asking contacts be logged, as we'll be giving the person with the most YL contacts a certificate at the end of the week. The dates are Sunday the 24th of November to Sunday December the 1st. And the frequencies will be 80 metres, 20 metres, the national system, and 2 metre repeaters from 8pm to 9pm every night during that week. The message from our President, Cathy ZL280K, is we encourage all WARO members to participate and would like all other YLs to come up on air and have a contact with the ladies. Amateur radio is much fun, so why not come and join us and have a contact and a conversation with some amazing women in and around New Zealand. A reminder that the Australian YL's Alara contest is taking place this weekend, and there's still time to have a few contacts before it finishes tonight at 23:59 hours local time. WARO is still looking for a volunteer to update and maintain our website. BevZL1OS is no longer able to keep the website going and we need a replacement. You can contact any executive member for information. October the 30th is the closing date for copy for the next issue of the WARO Bulletin, which is the last one for this year. So send off your articles and photos to BevZL1OS well before the end of October if possible. That's all from WARO for this month, Jim. Good night, everyone.
Thank you, Rosemary. Reporting for WARO, Rosemary Bosher, ZL1RO. From the VHF UHF SHF Contest Committee, a reminder of the microwave contest. All bands 921 MHz and up on Saturday the 5th and Sunday the 6th of October. Don't forget the Field Day Contest. All bands 50 MHz and up on Saturday the 7th and Sunday the 8th of December. For all contests, the operating periods are 1700 to 2300 hours on the Saturday and 0700 to 1300 hours on the Sunday, New Zealand local time. The contest rules are available at www.vhf.org.nz. Now, all contest logs should be sent to arrive within 2 weeks to ZL2WA at clear.net.nz. Remember, put contest log in the subject line. Finally, in tonight's official broadcast lineup, it's Branch News. From Christchurch, here's Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG.
Thanks, Jim, and good evening, everyone. And we start with Branch 86 NZART, the Music Point radio group, who plan to commemorate the 20th anniversary of the closure of ZLD. An invitation is extended for all former staff at the station to pay a visit to the new version of the station on Sunday, September the 29th. Please contact the Branch 86 secretary, Anne Walker, ZL1BFB, at ZL1BFB@extra.co.nz. That's ZL1BFB@extra.co.nz. From the Rotorua Amateur Radio Club, Branch 33, the next technical meeting night is on Tuesday the 3rd of September. This will be an AREC exercise evening, so you can run through the club's AREC equipment to gain familiarity and to check each item for correct operation. All members are asked to attend, AREC member or not, because, well, who knows when any of us may be needed in an emergency. Hutt Valley Branch 18 NZART has its next meeting on Monday, September the 2nd. This talk will feature UHF and HF linking using the 8425 repeater. And as always, the meeting is held at the club rooms in the Philip Evans Reserve in Waterloo starting 7:30pm. The next meeting of Wellington Amateur Radio Club, Branch 50, is on September the 18th, starting 7:30pm at the Lutheran Church Hall, which is in King Street in Newtown. James, ZL2ET, will show how ham radio can get into outer space. And finally, Nelson Branch 26 has their next meeting on Wednesday, September the 18th. Clive Rowe will talk about Jodrell Bank, Sir Bernard Lovell's pioneering giant radio astronomy dish. Now, Clive is not a radio amateur, but he's had a long involvement with electronics, astronomy, and the University of Canterbury. And the meeting starts at 7:30pm at the National Party Electorate Office meeting rooms on the corner of Waimea and Quarantine Roads. Well, that's all from me. Back to you, Jim.
Thank you, Stephen. Stephen McNeil, ZL4HG, reporting from Christchurch. The next issue of NZRT Headquarters InfoLine will be emailed on Friday, the 6th of September. Remember, you can subscribe for your copy of this Bulletin of News on the NZRT webpage at www.nzart.org.nz. The next official broadcast of NZART will be made by ZL6A at 8 p.m. on Sunday, the 29th of September. This is ZL6A, headquarters station of the New Zealand Association of Radio Transmitters, concluding the official broadcast for August 2013. Good night, everyone. Good night now.